From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Turkish state media report at least 20 Kurdish militants were killed in Turkish airstrikes on northern Iraq early Wednesday. Turkey's F-16 fighter jets targeted members of the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK, in the mountainous region of Kirkuk near Iraq's border with Turkey, according to the Anadolu News Agency. A two-year-old ceasefire and peace process between Turkey's government and the PKK collapsed in July 2015. Turkish warplanes have been carrying out frequent bombing raids on PKK camps in northern Iraq and in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast. The top U.S. Navy commander vowed Wednesday to continue patrols in the South China Sea. That has angered Beijing. It comes after an international tribunal dismissed China's vast maritime claims. The U.S. Navy will continue to conduct routine and lawful operations around the world, including in the South China Sea. That's according to John Richardson while visiting a Navy base in northern China. The sea has become a stage for the rivalry between the two powers, with Washington in recent months sending Navy vessels close to the islands and outcrops claimed by China, provoking anger in Beijing. Germany's top security official says the country's investigation so far into an attack on passengers aboard a regional train in Bavaria indicates the suspect acted alone. That's the German Interior Minister. He was speaking to reporters in Berlin Wednesday and said the 17-year-old Afghan asylum seeker who was shot and killed by police after wounding five with an axe in a knife attack was radicalized. VOA News.